Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
Praise God. We are redeemed in Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me? Lord, now through your word and through the story of this song, we pray that you would encourage our hearts. Lord, let us see the profound change that you have made in us. And let us listen for the voice of God that what you say about us matters most. We ask your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. So I like to pour into my kids something that I hope will be vitally important to them as they grow older. And that is this, that occasionally I just like to tell my son and to tell my daughter everything I love about them. Everything that they are that I just think is wonderful. In fact, I like to just tell them that they're wonderful and that they have been given gifts by Almighty God, endowed with talents by their Creator to make this world a better place. When I was a kid, I was taught that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, right? And we've passed that on. But the truth is, words carry a whole lot of weight. Words have a lot of power. And our job as people who trust and follow Jesus is to speak words of life and words of hope, words of joy, words of peace, words of truth, words of justice, words that would be spoken by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what he's left us here to do. He has left us here to make the world a better place, and our words matter. Well, do you know that the words that you speak to yourself matter as well? One of my buddies taught me what it was to examine my self-talk many years ago. And one of the things that I found is that I have a propensity to be pretty hard on myself. Matter of fact, I have a propensity to be harder on myself than I am on anybody else. And I heard a speaker say not long ago, especially during these times of uncertainty and difficulty in our nation and around the world, are you being to yourself the sort of friend that you would be to someone else? Are you loving your neighbor as yourself? And are you loving yourself as a creation of Almighty God? Now, I know we can derail on this pretty quickly. We can become very self-centered and we can get away from humility. That's not what God wants. God wants us to be humble. But ultimate humility is understanding what God says about us and functioning accordingly. In Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2, the psalmist says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble." That's the theme that I want to give you tonight. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In other words, confess what God has said about you if you're a follower of Jesus Christ. What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus Christ? It means that your fundamental identity has been transformed and renewed in Christ, that you are a creation of Almighty God, knit together by His hands, created in the image of God, with purpose, for purpose, that the world might see God's good design in you and glorify your Creator. But also, once you come to Jesus Christ in repentance and faith, saying, "Jesus, I'm a sinner. I have broken God's law. I deserve to be separated from God, but I believe, Jesus, that you are the Savior, that you were sent because God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And God so loved me that by faith in Jesus Christ, my sin can be forgiven and I can be brought into newness of life." Well, do you know, if you've repented of your sin and received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, the Bible says some specific things about you. The Bible says that you have been regenerated, born again. You are a new creation. You are no longer who you used to be, that creature that was bound up by sin and held captive by Satan and able only to espouse the hollow philosophies of the sphere on which we live. No, you're a new creation in Jesus Christ. The old is gone, the new has come. You have been born of the Spirit. So you've been regenerated in Christ. You have been justified in Christ. That is a legal declaration of your standing before God. Not because of your righteousness, but because Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay in full the price for your sin, you have been legally declared to be justified before God. So here's what that means. That means when you stand before God and He asks you, "Why should I let you into my glory, into my heaven?" You have one answer. Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the grave, and I have placed my personal faith in Jesus Christ alone. God tells us that God made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. And when we place our faith in Jesus Christ, the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ is stamped on us. It is imputed to us. It is given to us. Jesus took our place with sin, and He has given us the gift of His righteousness when we place our faith in Him. So you are regenerated, you are justified, you have been adopted into the family of God, and if you are in Christ, God calls you His precious child. He has adopted you by grace into His family. There's no asterisk by your name. You are a full member of the family of God, and you are a full heir to the kingdom of heaven. And what awaits you is the presence of your God forevermore as you reign with Him in eternal glory. God calls you His child. God is currently working on you, and He's working on me too. He is sanctifying us. He is making us holy. He said that we have been justified and been declared perfect, and He is making us what He has declared us to be. So we get better. The longer we live, we get better. We become more like Jesus. That's what we pray. Lord, make me more like Jesus. Let me love the way Jesus loves. Let me live the way Jesus lives. Let the world see the presence of Jesus Christ in me. So we are being sanctified. And the day is coming when we will be glorified. And what that means is this. The day is coming when all of the unrest that we face in the world right now will be put aside and brought to rest. It's the idea of the shalom peace of God. It is when everything is finally right. We await that day when by Christ we are united with Almighty God in glory. And we will reign with Him forever and ever. Amen. That's what's true about you in Jesus Christ. And your Heavenly Father loves you. And your Heavenly Father thinks wonderful things about you. Does He also see your faults? Yes. And He loves you still. Is He actively working to make you better and to remove those imperfections? Yes. And He loves you still. And He loves you throughout. In 2009, the lead singer of Big Daddy Weave, a guy named Mike Weaver, went on a weight loss journey. And you can look up the story on YouTube, or you can read it in the book that was written to describe how this song came about. But in 2009, he wanted to lose 90 pounds. And in that time, he came within 6 pounds of meeting that goal. Well, unfortunately, he was so discouraged by not meeting the goal that, the way he put it in the video, what once was lost was found again, and not in a good way. And he said he was in his garage one night after a workout, really dealing with some pretty hard feelings about himself. And he said he sensed the voice of God in his spirit speak to his soul and say, "Why don't you listen to what I say about you? Why don't you listen, Mike, to what your God thinks about you?" And out of that moment in his garage, when he was so discouraged and so dejected, when he heard in his spirit the truth of who God said he was, this song was born. Hear these words yet again. "Seems like all I can see was a struggle, haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all of my failures, wondering how long is this going to last?" Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free, so I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. All my life, I've been called unworthy, named by the voice of my shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head, I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now, I'm not who I used to be, because I don't have to be the old man inside of me, because his day is long dead and gone. Because I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, and a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. To be redeemed means to be reclaimed for God, by God, through the payment due to God, which was paid in full by God Himself. So if you are in Jesus Christ, you have been redeemed. Hear what your heavenly Father says about you. Hear the truth of who He says you are. And if you have yet to come to Christ, you can be redeemed right now by saying, Lord Jesus, I turn away from my sin and I trust and follow you. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I make you my personal Lord and Savior. So as we continue in this journey in a dry and weary land where we are searching for hope, would you hear the voice of Almighty God and what He says about you in Jesus Christ? Let's pray. Father, we love you and we thank you so much that you have done for us what we could not do for ourselves. You have redeemed us by the blood of the Lamb. And so let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You have redeemed us from the trouble of the life in which we used to live, and you have called us new. So we don't have to be the old person inside of us. His day is long dead and gone. You've given us a new name, a new life. We're not the same. You have given us hope that will carry us all the way home. In Jesus Christ, we are redeemed. Let us say so, and let the world hear your goodness and of your arms open to receive them. In Jesus' name, amen.
I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. No, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed.